Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano, and special guest host this week is the one and only world-famous Al St. Louis. Welcome, Al.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good to have you with us. Jamie is on vacation, as usual, and Al is here filling in as a co-host this week. For those of you that might not be aware of Al St. Louis, he is a longtime singer and barbershop quartet person. And most recently, he's world famous, really, because he has the world record of singing the national anthem more times at a sporting event than anyone else ever. And Al, why don't you tell me the specifics of that so I don't mess it up?
Well, it's this year it's actually 325 performances since July of 2014.
So 1 year, 325 performances at a with an audience at a sporting event.
Correct.
Not just you and the dog in the living room.
No dogs, no.
So now, Al, I mentioned that you've been singing a long time. Let's get a little bit of information for you. Then we'll get to some music that you brought with you and some of your quartets, and some of the information that we're going to be giving the people is going to be about a chorus that you sang with at one time. And we also have a recording of the record-setting performance. But let's get a little bit of background. You're from New Hampshire all your life?
Yes, I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire.
And what got you interested in music?
Well, my father was a barbershopper for when I was born, and I always thought it was for old men, so I never really thought it was for me. So
here you are one.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah, and I am one, yes. But I grew up playing sports in high school and then marching drum and bugle corps for a while. And when I aged out of 21, I had to find a hobby. Obviously, barbershopping was available, and mm-hmm. I went to the National Grand Assessment singing bass. And I realized when I got there, I couldn't sing bass, couldn't hit the low notes, so I switched to lead.
So you became a lead singer in the Barbershop Harmony Society in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yep.
And let's get right to the Star Spangled Banner. We'll find out more about your barbershopping career later because I want to play this at the top of the show. This is something that was done just a couple weeks ago at McCoy Stadium for the Pawtucket Red Sox. And let's listen to it now, and then we'll come back and you can explain how this all happened.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Singing the anthem tonight is a world record holder who has broken his own record, and tonight will sing the final anthem for the most national anthems in 1 year. Tonight, he will be singing his 325th anthem since July of last year, which is a new world record. Please welcome, from Nashville, New Hampshire, Al St. Louis.
Oh, say can you see by the door's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
You can all now be seated. And Al, that was amazing. It's an amazing accomplishment. No one's ever done anything like that before. But I got to ask you, and I'm sure most people do ask you this, what got this all started?
Well, it all started when I submitted 7 years in a row. I submitted an audition tape for the Boston Red Sox, and they never called me back. So
don't call us, we'll call you.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And like I say, I was kind of annoyed with that, and I finally got the courage to call them and find out what I needed to do. And they told me that I needed to get my name out there and, you know.
You have to be somebody.
Have to be someone or know someone.
Or you got to know a guy.
Know a guy. And like I say, we went on, and they told me I needed to get my name out there, and I did that. I called the American Legion and asked them to do every game in Nashville that I could. And someone made a joke after I did 8 games in 9 days. Saying that, you know, keep that up, you're going to break the world record. And I said, well, what better way to get my name out there than to break the world record? So I called Guinness, and they told me that no one had ever tried or attempted the national anthem record. So I continued to sing, and I called all the colleges in the Northeast area, everyone from UMaine to UConn and every major college in between. And Harvard was very good to me, and I had some Daniel Webster College in Nashua, and then Southern New Hampshire University in Manchester all jumped on board and said, do as many games as you'd like for us in every sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went on and on, and before I knew it, I was at 217, and I called the Red Sox again, and they said, yeah, we've heard of you. Come on down. We'll let you sing. So that's how I get to Fenway, and that's what started the – or made me accomplish the world record at 217 in 1 year. That was the original record.
And then you just smashed your own record.
I just kept singing. I couldn't say no, you know. And like I say, I just kept going on. And before I knew it, in March, I was at 218 performances, which broke the record. And I still had 5 months to go before the full year was up. So I actually did 361 days performing the national anthem.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing, 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 amazing. And no other word for it, but something to be very proud of. And we're going to listen now to a cut that's from an album that was recorded, oh, probably a dozen years or so ago, I'm guessing, by the Nashua Granite Statesman, where it features Al doing a solo. And we'll let you listen to it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on our stage, the entire Ed Sullivan Shoe in 2 minutes 57 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you.
Yule,
right from the night I first saw
my
you.
Name
Jose Jimenez.
All that my eyes yearning for you.
Hey, Bergen, I saw your lips move.
What else could any art do?
Sarai?
Sarai!
Lady of Spain, I'm unwilling.
Dominique, Nica, Nica, no, the Flim, the Gay Party.
Why should my lips be concealing?
Nine is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter.
All that my eyes are revealing.
Erin, a kiss on top of Shisha, good night.
Lady of Spain, I
Lady of Spain from the Ed Sullivan Show. What a deal. That was a long, long last note you held there.
It was.
Like 40-something seconds. That's amazing. And the Nashua Granite Statesmen are still going strong in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are perennial in the past district champions of the Northeastern District of the Barbershop Harmony Society. Al, we have a whole bunch of music that you brought with you from some of your favorite quartets, songs that you like, songs that your wife likes, songs that your dad liked, and we're going to get to those in a couple minutes, but I want to take this opportunity to tell our audience about a very special event coming up on September 12th, Saturday, September 12th at 2 o'clock, a 2 o'clock matinee at the Ocean State Theater in Warwick, Rhode Island, right near the Providence Airport. The Ocean State Theater is a great theater where the Narragansett Bay Chorus has been holding its shows for the, last five or six shows have been there. It's a wonderful, wonderful theater to listen to a cappella music, and we've had some great performances there in the past. But this special show, we are bringing in a group from Orlando, from that place that begins with a D and ends with a Y. I'm not sure if we can say Disney or not, but
yeah, I think you just did.
Oh, I guess I did. There is a if you've been to Disney and been to Epcot Center in the American Pavilion, you've gone and listened to a group called Liberty Voices at the American Pavilion, an a cappella group that has been there for many, many years. Absolutely phenomenal singers, very difficult group to get into, and a very highly auditioned group. They are going to be coming to Providence. When they travel, they're called Liberty Voices, and they will be here on September 12th at 2 o'clock, and you can get tickets and information by going to the Narragansett Bay Chorus website, which is singnbc.com, singnbc.com, and you can get information there, or you can go to the Ocean State Theater website and buy tickets right online. We'd love to see you there. My quartet, Trade Secret, will be performing along with Curtain Call, an up-and-coming collegiate quartet, and the Narragansett Bay Chorus, but the entire second half of the show will be the Liberty Voices, so don't miss that. I'm going to play a couple of cuts for you now from Liberty Voices. One is called a Railroad Medley, and then right after that, we'll listen to God Bless the USA. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Al St. Louis and American a cappella.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be steaming and a puffing. She won't stop for nothing. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Oh, I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. Oh, I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Don't you hear the whistle blow? She comes, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. I can hear the engine panting and the passengers all chanting. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Trains are coming, you can hear it close at hand. Hear the car wheels rumbling and rolling through the land. Get up, oh little children, get up, oh little children, get up, oh little children. There's room for many a more.
There's room for many a more.
There's room for many a more.
She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around.
To me, and I'll gladly stand up
there ain't no doubt.
There ain't no doubt.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with this month's co-host, Al St. Louis, the world record setter of singing the national anthem. And Al, you've had a long career in singing in quartets and with the chorus, and there's a very interesting quartet story that took place probably about, well, again, maybe 10 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, about that.
Tell us about why this next song is important.
Well, I was doing a show with my quartet, Overdrive, and I got a call from my wife, Deb, one afternoon before the show, and she had mentioned that she had lost her diamond, and she was devastated.
So diamond out of her ring?
The diamond out of the setting, out of the wedding ring, and she couldn't find it anywhere, And I thought about her the whole night. The quartet did the show, and it was on the back of my mind. And we did the afterglow, and then the quartet decided to call her. I said, let's call her and, you know, see how she's doing. Mm-hmm. And we decided to sing this song for her.
Okay, and this is not you singing, however, on the recording. This is an international champion of the Barbershop Harmony Society, Mark Key.
Yeah, Randy Chisholm was one of her favorite singers,
right,
as well.
The lead singer in this group, a great, great singer, and listen to Every Day of My Life.
Every day of my life, I'll be loving you. Every day of my life, I promise I'll be true. I'll never make you cry, and as the years go by, I'll always try to do what pleases you.
What pleases you?
Every day of my life, I'll need you close to me. And if I have my way, that's where you'll always be. I'll prove how much I love you. Every moment I live, every day of my life, every day of my life, I'll need you close to me. And if I have my way, I love you over and over again. Every moment I live, every day of my life.
Well, Deb, that one was for you. And our love goes out to Al's wife, Deb St. Louis, a great, great woman, and obviously an angel in disguise because she puts up with Al all the time. But anyway.
And she did find the diamond.
And she did find the diamond, did, so the song worked. The message worked. All right. We're going to listen to a bunch of other quartets now that Al's brought with him, some of his favorites. This next one is a favorite of both of us, I guess. Joe Connolly is a longtime singer and been featured on this show several times. Al, your connection to Joe goes back quite a way, right?
Yeah, we went back to Harmony College. I met him before he was...
Before he was famous?
Before he was famous, yeah, before he was had a medal. And we actually roomed together in the same quad, so... That was a long time ago. It was back in 85.
And
so.
Now he has four international championship gold medals, more than anyone else in the world.
Yep.
This quartet, Keepsake, is the 1992 champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. A great little song called The Entertainer. We should probably mention that there are three other guys in Keepsake, the International Championship Quartet, besides Joe, Roger Ross on tenor, Tony DeRosa baritone, and the amazingly talented Don Barnick on bass. And quite a group. They're actually still performing today, even though they're old. I hope they get a chance to listen to that comment.
And none of them are singing the same part either. They're all singing different parts
Joe
now.
Well, Joe is, at least.
Well, yeah, Joe.
At any rate, we have other songs that you brought with you, and barbershop quartets go back a long way and mean a lot to a lot of different people in lots of different ways. And you just told me a little something while we were off air about this next song and how much it meant to your dad.
Yeah, Little Pal was a song that he sang with his quartet, and it was a song that I learned with George Roberts, who was a fellow barbershopper who passed away, who was singing with my father, and was there when I won my first district championship. And he mentioned that this song was my father's favorite. So
it's actually engraved on the headstone.
It is. I had Dave, another barbershopper, Dave Purcell, actually scribed it out and had them engrave it on the headstone.
Wow. All right. Here we go with the Four Rascals. a perennial favorite of the Northeast, singing Little Pal.
Little pal, if daddy goes away, promise you'll be good from day to day. Do as mother says and never see. Be the man your daddy might have been. Daddy didn't have an easy start. So this is the wish that's in my heart. What I want you to be little pal, oh little pal. I'm putting my faith and my hopes all in. All the things that your dad could not do. I'll pray every night, little pal, that you'll turn out right, little pal. So till we meet again, heaven knows where or when. Don't forget about me. Little pal, bless you, little pal.
Al, let's try to sneak one more tune in before we take our next break. And this is an unusual title by Vocal Spectrum.
Yep, it's...
I'm not going to stop this. I'm going to let the whole audience know that you're just drawing
a
blank.
Stumped. Yeah, I am stumped. When I hear Elephants Fly, it's a unique song that I love Vocal Spectrum and just very entertaining quartet. And this is one of the songs that I liked.
Okay, that's a good reason we're going to play it, because you like it. See how easy this is? The whole world is going to know that you like this song.
I do like this song.
All right, here we go with Vocal Spectrum. We'll listen to that, then take a short break.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da, da-da. I saw a peanut stand, heard a rubber band. I saw a needle that winked its eye, its eye.
But I need a scene about everything.
When I see an elephant fly in the sky,
I saw a front porch swing, heard a diamond ring. I saw a polka dot railroad tie, oh my.
But
I need a scene about everything. everything.
When I see an elephant fly, ba da 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 do
I even heard a chocolate drop. But when a deer was going to a bicycle shop, you can't deny the things that you see. But I know there's certain things that just can't be.
The other day by chance saw an old barn dance, and I just laughed till I thought I'd die, I'd die.
But I beat unseen about everything when I see an elephant fly in the sky.
A vegetable truck.
You can't deny the things that you see.
But I know there's certain things that just can't be.
They just can't be.
I saw a peanut stand, heard a rubber band. I saw a needle that winked inside. The winked inside.
But I'd be unseen about everything
when I see an elephant fly. I see an elephant flying high, way up high. Now I think I will have seen most everything when I see an elephant fly.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Al St. Louis, and we're reviewing some of the songs that Al has loved to listen to and sing over the years in his quartets. And we had a chance earlier to listen to his Star Spangled Banner, which set the world record at McCoy Stadium back just a couple weeks ago when he made the world record by singing 325 times in one calendar year the national anthem. Pretty amazing feat. And Al, it's been great to have you here tonight and listening to a lot of great stuff.
Thank you, Mike.
It's a lot of fun. We have a chance now to bring up a recording that's, again, in that range of being about 7 or 8 years old, put out by the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And on this particular CD called Happy Together, there are several quartets on the album along with the chorus, and one of them is a quartet called The Academy. And Al, you were lead singer. Who are the other members of that group?
Sam Wainwright sang tenor. Vinny Girardi sang bass. And Brad Spencer was the baritone.
And you recorded a song called Sunshine of Your Smile. Right. Let's listen to it now.
You shine so bright, and the thrill of your sight makes all the living worthwhile. Shadows may fall upon the land and sea, sunshine from all the world may hidden be. But I shall see no cloud across the sun. Shall light my life till life is done. Give me your smile, the love could not hold a fairer paradise. Give me the right to love you all the while. My world forever, the sunshine
Although you and I have known each other for many, many years, we've only had a chance to sing together for a brief period of time, probably about 10 years ago, with Jamie Jones, the co-host of American Acapella, and Matt Saucier, great baritone, and we had a group called Jones & Company because that's what Jamie insisted on, right?
We had no choice, yeah.
It was going to be called Al St. Louis Four, but no, Jamie wanted Jones & Company. And we had a chance to do a few things together, and one of our songs was a song called Make 'Em Laugh, one of your favorites from Keepsake, so let's play that now.
Listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all. Said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. We'll be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Oh, you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics but won't ever eat. Just slip on a banana peel, they'll fall at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh,
make 'em laugh,
make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Wants to laugh.
My dad said someday, go for the gold.
Do it before he's too old.
Make him roar.
Just make him scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. If you wanna be the rage and become the star of the stage, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? So listen when I say, make them laugh.
Well, it's been great listening to a lot of songs I haven't heard for a while that you brought back a lot of memories. And thanks for coming down tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's great to have you here. And we want to remind everyone once again about the big show on September 12th, Saturday, September 12th, 2 o'clock matinee at the Ocean State Theater, where we'll be featuring the Liberty Voices along with the Narragansett Bay Chorus, Curtain Call, and Trade Secret. So you can get your tickets online by going to oceanstatetheater.org, and you can pick your seats right there on the website. Just look under special events. You'll see American Acapella, the name of the show, and then you can pick your seats and be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to hear a phenomenal group coming out of Disney World. And the other thing to remember is that this show is podcast, so you can always share it with your friends. If you have any concerns or questions, send me an email at mano@classical.com. www.radio959.com. Be happy to answer any questions, or if you have suggestions about the show, we'll listen to them. We don't always use them, but we'll at least read them. So anyway, we're going to go out with a song that is performed by Marquee, one of Al's favorite quartets, and one of his favorite lead singers, Randy Chisholm. And Al, I have a story about this song that I'm not sure you're aware of. One time, we had Marquee at the at a show that I was emceeing at an afterglow, a cast party, and Randy had left the room just before I introduced the quartet. And when I realized he was out of the room, I decided I would play a little joke on them. So I asked the audience after my big build-up in introducing them and having them come up and sing their first song not to clap, no applause at the end of their first song. So the other members of the quartet were sitting in the room, Dale and Paul and Jay, and they all thought this was a great idea. Mm-hmm. A little did I know that this was the song they were going to get up and sing first.
Oh, no.
So Randy pours his heart out on this song, and then there's no applause at the end. So it was probably not the most appropriate song to pick. But
right.
A beautiful tune called If I Ever Pass This Way Again. And once again, thanks for being here. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on American Acapella.
I will pass this way but once, and if there's any good that I can do, let me do it now, for I'll never pass this way again. I will any kindness I can show, let me show it now, for I'll never see this day again. Tomorrow may be too late, my friend. Reach out to those who need you and lend them a helping hand. I will know this world but once, and if there's any love that I can give, then let me give it now.
St. Louis and Jamie Jones, I'm Mike Maino. Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.